2. The European Union would like to congratulate the new Chair Rapporteur on his election. We would also like to thank the Chair Rapporteur and the Secretariat for their effort in holding this session in hybrid format under such difficult circumstances. As you know, the EU had expressed strong concern during the informal negotiation in 2020 on the renewal of the mandate, particularly on its duration. Indeed, the EU regretted that the last 3 years' mandate has delivered little, with only one session held out of three expected, and with no new discussion document or reference document being produced or updated. It is worth noting that we made a request during the recent meeting with the regional coordinators and reiterated at the informal consultation on 13 of April for an updated discussion document on Element. This is the document which should have factored in work already done in 2019 to allow stakeholders to engage constructively in the discussions. We regret that this request have remained unfulfilled. Chair Rapporteur, this working group was mandated to elaborate the content of an international regulatory framework on the regulation, monitoring, and oversight of the activities of private military and security companies. It is worthy of note that the current mandate does not make any presumption about the ultimate legal nature of the potential future framework. And in line with Resolution 15/26, to date, there is still a different views on the nature of a potential new international regulatory framework. The EU will carefully assess the content and the added value of any possible proposal of a non-binding international regulatory framework to regulate PMC's activities. Its content would need to be in line with international human rights law and international humanitarian law. The debate on PMCs is complex and fast evolving and demands multi-phased response to the challenges faced. PMCs have to operate under precise contractual obligation, monitoring and controls. Safeguards and checks must be in place to prevent excessive use of force. Regulations for PMCs must be in line with existing international humanitarian law and international human rights law. While we all naturally agree on the need to protect human rights and ensure accountability for violations and abuses, we would like to recall that PMCs do not operate in a vacuum and that an international legal framework exists. States have the primary responsibility to regulate PMCs, including to, inter alia, protect and respect human rights. In this regard, the Montreux document plays an important role in reaffirming the existing obligation of states under international law relating to the activities of PMCs during armed conflict. Therefore, the EU supported the Montreux document and its universalization. We encourage states that have not yet endorsed the Montreux document to do so in the near future. Today, we are pleased to note that the co-chairs of the Montreux Document Forum, the ECOCA academics and relevant experts, have been invited to participate in this session. We also believe that the participation of the co-chairs of the Montreux document, the ECOCA relevant expert, as well as ensuring that the process remain inclusive, including participation from civil society organizations and business community throughout the session activities, would enrich the discussion and could contribute to the elaboration of the content of the international regulatory framework in a meaningful way. We hope that the discussion in this second session of the working group will continue to complement and strengthen existing initiatives such as the Montreux Document Forum and the ICOCA. In conclusion, while we request the IGWG to deliver shortly on its mandate, we continue to engage constructively in the proceeding of the IGWG, and we will reassess our position according to the substance and the progress achieved by the working group. Looking forward to following the discussion during this session. I thank you.